You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This is an unusual thing. We get a lot of books sent to us, authors offered as guests, and we got one the other day that everyone took an interest in. They call me the king, my giant life in trivia. So Chris D'Artangelo is with us. He's from Philadelphia. He's a three-time international sports trivia champ, five-time Greater Northeast baseball trivia champ, two-time South American football trivia champ, four-time Northwest NBA trivia champ, two-time European hockey trivia champ, four-time boxing trivia champ, over $7 million in career earnings. He joins us now. I guess I'll start here, Chris, and thank you for joining us. How is it that you arrived as someone who just knows the smallest of minutiae in a way that can get you over $7 million in career earnings?
Thanks, Dan, for having me on the show. Yeah, it's something just from my earliest days, my mind just went towards, like you said, the smallest minutiae. And the first time I really realized that something was different about me was when I got a D on a history test in ninth grade, because I was more concerned about Wally Backman's OPS from 1985. And that was when I knew something was different, but the real surprise was that I could actually make a living doing this, and that was a beautiful, beautiful moment for me.
I didn't know that that was possible. I certainly didn't know that $7 million in career earnings was in play, so I don't know which part of your resume you'd like us to know, but I would like to ask you some trivia questions to test you. I don't know. I didn't even know there were this many trivia contests in the United States.
Yeah, there's a whole circuit out there that I got on pretty quickly, and it's quite lucrative. I'm actually in 45 minutes. I'm jumping on a plane. I'm headed to Macau, where there's the international soccer trivia. They call it football, of course. International football trivia semifinals are being held, and that's an ultimate purse of 1.5 in US dollars. So it's quite lucrative. There's also an ancillary gambling market around it. And there's about 30 of us who are kind of the players in this. I am the career leader in earnings. I'm on a current 1,271 question streak. That means in over the course of several tournaments, both online and in person, I have not missed one single question. And keep in mind the sports range, like we said, from basketball, baseball, football, international football, boxing, and they go as far as mixed martial arts. They go to horse racing. I've even had some dog racing questions through the years. Any sport you can imagine, my knowledge goes back up to 300 years, and in some cases goes back thousands of years when you talk about the history of these. I know statistics, I know leagues, I know individuals. I mean, this is basically as ridiculous as it is, and you're another guy who's done quite well in a field I'm sure you never dreamed you would do well in it. Basically, for me, this has been incredibly lucrative. I own a house on the main line. I've got a wife. I've got four children. We have a ski lodge, basically a ski home in Aspen. And we have a little house down in St. Bart's. So, I mean, this for a kid from Conjohocken to be doing this well is pretty remarkable.
So impossible to stump him then, I guess. I'll just ask you a question then to test your knowledge. But it sounds like there's almost no way to get you if you've got how many? I don't even know how many consecutive questions he's gotten right. Let's just start with.
I mean, I have gotten questions wrong. It's not impossible, but it's been a long, long time. And the last time I got a question wrong was about elephant polo, just to give you an idea of what you got to do to stump me. So it's always fun to bat questions around. And, you know, hopefully I'll probably be getting all these answers, but hopefully we can just have a little fun and joke around as well, which I think would be great for my brand and for my book, which, as you just said, is just been released. And so I'd love to get some people checking it out. And if you ever want to see me, you can follow me on my Twitch channel. You can follow me on Twitter at Trivia King, at Ultimate Trivia King. Let's have some fun, Dan. I'm a big fan of yours and the whole shipping container.
Oh, wow. Okay, very nice. They call me the King, my giant life in trivia. I guess this would probably be an easy one for you. Who pulled off the only unassisted triple play in World Series history?
Hold on a second. Oh, shit, man. Is that Ozzie Smith?
No, he got it
wrong. All right. Hold on. Steph, are you listening in?
Steph,
we got a little bit. Oh. Steph, we got a little bit of a problem.
Yeah,
here.
No, I just heard.
We got a little bit of a problem, Steph. I didn't sleep a lot last night. I'm a little dehydrated. This is my agent, Steph Lejeune. Steph, can you talk to these guys for a second here? We got a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, we're all. Hey, this is Steph Lejeune here. This is Chris's agent. We're going to need you to erase that segment for us.
Erase it? What do you mean erase it? We're on right now. What do you mean erase it?
You know what I'm saying. Just kind of drag and dump it. You know, we got six tournaments coming up, three endorsements. Pretty standard. If you just want to kind of knock this one out next time you're in L.A., we can hit up the L.A. Raw Bar, get some apple teenies, all on me. All right.
How do you get the first question wrong? That's a bit of a stunner, is it not?
Listen, it's a little hot out here. You know, weather's kind of going. Everyone's minds just, you know, come on. We're all friends here. Let's just be an adult here, and we're just going to pull that. Okay.
We're all friends here. I don't know you, Steph. Forgive me. I know it's a serious thing, and you've got a brand to protect, but I don't know you. And we're doing this right now. It's not
Steph. You got to take care of this.
Yeah.
You gotta take care of this.
Listen. Okay. All right. I'm done being a nice guy. Okay. Listen, Mr. Levitique, here's the deal. You either pull the segment or I will crawl up your ass and fill your bloated carcass with lawsuits and cease and desist orders until your show can only be heard by an 88-year-old's AM radio at 3 a.m. You like that? Or how about this? How about you won't have any more guests? Huh? Do these names ring a bell? Jack DeGracie, Carl Hemliner, Charlize Weston, huh?
I don't know who any of those people are.
Okay. Well, you're a little more out of touch than I thought. Look, you got to pull this for us, okay? There's going to be a civil lawsuit, you know? You'll be in court for the next 5 years with Men's Warehouse. Your shirts will be pitted. All the Ivy League lawyers will be coming down your throat.
Whittingham, what is she talking about? Civil suits, because we're doing an interview of an author of a book.
I mean, if we're on with an A-list celebrity, that's one thing. But the writer of a trivia book? You want to start making demands of this show?
I'm not,
with
but
this?
Not an A-list guest either. We're not in the business of editing content for people when you get the
171, huh? 1,271 questions, all right?
Well, 1,272 is wrong.
I got kids, guys. I got children.
We're all getting a little angry. We're all getting a little heated here.
Steph, you got to take care of this.
I'm working.
You got to take care of this.
Here, give him another chance. Just come. He's going to come on real quick. Just give him a quick other chance, okay?
I got kids, man. I got a book coming out. You can't screw me like this. I'm dehydrated.
Okay. All right, here's another question then. Who is the present leading scorer at Euro 2020?
Oh my screw this, God. Man. Steph, they're hitting me with they're hitting me with like just these guys went deep. They're trying to embarrass me. This is a takedown. This is a goddamn takedown, is what this is.
Yeah.
You gotta trash this, man. Just drag it into the trash and just delete it and we just all move on. All right. This isn't hard, man. Steph Legere, man, she'll pull your spine out of your body and show it to you over and over. You don't want to screw with her.
Chris, we're a journalistic outfit. We're not in the business of editing content to make trivia people look like they got things right or didn't get things.
Listen, I got a five-year-old, man. My little daughter, Sherry, and her hips, they're not forming right. And these braces, each of these braces, we got to get new ones. And they're like 30 grand a piece. And you should see this little girl. She just smiles through it all, man. She just gives you the biggest, sweetest smile. And she says, like, Daddy, my hips don't work right. And I just said, I'm going to take care of you. And I'm dehydrated. It's hot out here. And I'm a little foggy. And just, guys, this little sweet girl, you should see that smile, man. She smiled through the darkest of days, and just delete it, man. That's all. You got 1,000 things you know on this show. I've had some shit go down with pills. I had a back thing and the pills took a weird turn on me. This will break me. I got this book coming out, man. This will just break me. I'm just asking you, as a human being, as just a goddamn human being with a mom and dad, Dan, just delete it. That's all.
I can't do that. It's unethical. I'm sorry that your daughter's hips haven't formed right. I don't know that that has anything to do with whether or not I should be doing my job. I guess people will blame the media on this. I don't mean to lack humanity on this. I'm sorry, but it's just not something we do around here.
I don't think I can go on living if I don't think I could do this.
No, come on.
I mean, this is everything. You're about to take everything from me. Every goddamn thing I work from. I'm dehydrated. And I just, you don't have a day where you're foggy.
You mentioned the dehydration. I'm sorry we caught you on a bad day. Would you like me to re-ask the question? Who pulled off the only unassisted triple play in World Series history?
Hold on 1 second. Hold on. We're going to set this right. Bill Wambegazi.
Did you look that up?
No.
I feel like you looked that up while we were talking. I feel it's impossible to check. Why did you think Ozzie Smith first and then Bill Wambegazi?
I don't know what to tell you, man. I'm just a person. I got a kid, or my daughter's hips didn't form right. My pills just got the better of me, man. And my mind's gone mushy. And I'm just begging you. I mean, just no pride at all. Please just play me answering that question. Edit it however you want. And Dan, just that's it. Like, just give me this one. Just give a fellow human being making eye contact. Feel the pain in my, if you could see my eyes right now, just give me this one, buddy. Just please give me this.
Chris, I'm sorry. We're going to have to let you go. I'm sorry that we did this to you. It's very awkward. I don't know how this is going to be received.
I can't get this to me, please. You're about to take everything. You're about to destroy me.
I'm sorry. I can't. I'm sorry. It's just not journalistically sound.
At the Ultimate Trivia Gang on Twitter. Check me out. You love trivia. Nothing more fun than sports trivia. I'm just trying to hit my brand as we get out.
Thank you, Chris. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I made this so devastating. I'm sorry.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.